You're listening to SBS News.
Mechuk Ajung Alak spends his evenings discussing the past with his son. Mr. Alak was a headmaster at a secondary school when Sudan's second civil war began in the 1980s. He risked his life while keeping displaced youth from becoming child soldiers.
These children actually were in a war which they might have been attracted to be child soldiers. But my aim was to have the education for them. And that is why I said the pain is mightier than the gun. So I wanted to draw them away from the war and educate themselves so that they could be useful to themselves and to the country that they would be in.
Sudan's second civil war forced an estimated 20,000 young people, known as the Lost Boys, on a perilous journey across the border into Kenya. Mr. Alak helped lead them and later participated in a United Nations program to establish schools in Kakuma refugee camp. His story of survival and relocation to Australia is now being chronicled in a book written by his son, Yuot.
I'll pick up my father's story from when I could walk. And from that point, I've just tried my best to tell the most authentic story I could about my dad and about my family, but also making sure I do justice to my people.
At one point when separated during the war, Yuot Alak received a false report that his dad had been killed while fighting.
Having my dad declared dead over the radio, so I went through mourning for my dad. We sort of did a funeral for him, and I felt the pain that so many children felt during the conflict when they lose parents. And I also felt an intense anger, you know, and a motivation to do something about it, which I think is instilled into a lot of my fellow South Sudanese. I was a young boy that was inspired to train. I wanted to learn how to use a gun so I could defend what was left of my life. And I think that inspiration and that motivation for such young men is testament to the pain and just the agony that had been forced onto our people for so long, that children wanted to fight. I wanted to grow up instantly just so I could be a man. And for a long time, you know, I would describe myself as a man that was trapped in a boy's body. I was only 10 or so years old, but I felt strong, and I wanted to defend what was being taken away from me. And that is essentially the story of South Sudan and the Lost Boys.
Writing the story of Sudan's second civil war through the experiences of his family hasn't been easy. Yuot and his father have spent countless evenings poring over old maps and translating stories from Dinka into English.
And they joke at me when I write this. Then they said, oh, this is a Dinka expression, this is not English.
And we have a few Dinka words in the book as well.
So those are some of the things.
The book is part of a boom among South Sudanese refugees to Australia who are publishing their stories for the first time. Richard Vokes is an anthropologist at the University of Western Australia.
In recent years, there's been an explosion in memoir and biography, including by people who were very important, so senior leaders of various different kinds, both political and civic leaders in South Sudan, both during the major Second Sudanese Civil War, which ended in 2005, and subsequently following the creation of South Sudan as an independent state in 2011. A lot of those people are now retiring and are starting to sort of tell their stories and reflect back on what happened, what went well, what didn't go well during that period.
For Yuot, who works full-time in Western Australia's mining industry, releasing the book will focus positive attention on refugees.
When I was away at a mine site, I would, you know, sit for an hour each night before going to bed and just write. I could hear everyone having a laugh, having drinks. But I had a different motivation So my hope is that every Australian will view migrants and refugees as people who are mostly like myself and like my family, who have come here and made this country much greater.
Mr. Alak says it's enough to see his lifelong commitment to education embraced by his son.
I did not plan from the beginning to come to Australia. I was ready to work with the Lost Boys, and if peace come, then I remain in the country. In Australia, my children were able to go to education and have a good education, as you have seen now. And we found that this was a peaceful country. We were accepted and we were refugees. So it became an advantage to me at the end.
The latest chapter in our national story. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.